Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scarfo Show.
Welcome to yet another edition of the Scarfo Show. This is the 24th episode, and if it's your first, well, welcome. This is going to be the first solo episode that I record. It's actually Sunday morning. I dropped these on Sunday. I had recorded a decent amount yesterday, but I didn't like where the topics were going. My thoughts were kind of wonky. But yeah, I self-judge a lot. That's kind of a thing with me. But so I figure, under pressure, with a little time left, let's put out a solo episode, kind of give you guys a feel of where I'm going with this podcast and where I've come from, or how far I've come since the get-go. So yeah, essentially, I'm Chris Scarfo. This show is all about me leveling up week after week and showing what kind of progression is possible with a little bit of effort, or a lot, and the asking the right questions to the right people. So I've got passions in various fields, music, health and fitness, mindset, parenting, DIY, entrepreneur, writing, being like an author, and also writing music. So every week I have on guests that check off one or multiple of those passion boxes, if you will. And I've been fortunate enough to really get a host of awesome, awesome guests, and the content is just getting better. The guests are always getting better. I'm super lucky to be able to have on just incredible people. If you'd like to look through the guest list, please do so. Catch up on some old episodes. But I've had yoga instructors, I've had singers, I've had tattoo and mural artists, I've had Broadway acts, I've had best-selling authors. So the list goes on and on. And yeah, it's truly humbling to see that an average Joe like myself can have awesome back and forth conversations with pros in all these fields. It kind of shows that, okay, yeah, so I do have a certain amount of knowledge in these fields, but I'm also able to ask questions that end up making them like really think. And I don't like to send out questions before the show. I kind of send out topics that I'd like to touch on, so give them kind of an idea, but I like to have the introspection done live. It's kind of neat, and it makes for awesome conversation when you put them in the hot seat like that. I've also had the fortune of being a guest on a couple of shows recently in the month of January, and it's something that I really look forward to doing more of, because being in the hot seat kind of forces you to think quick, and forces you to really share your truth, and that's kind of what this solo episode is about. It's pointing out what I've learned over the month of January and direction that I'd like to take this show. So, being that I learn shit every week, the direction now has kind of shifted to be able to show people, not how to learn, but show people what kind of progression is possible if you put the proper blueprint in motion, okay? So if you're passionate about, pick a field. So for me, it was like I said, I've got like six or seven fields that I'm looking to grow in. So I reach out to people who are awesome in those fields and ask them questions. If you'd like to, like I said, listen to a couple of the episodes, you'll get a feel for what kind of questions I ask. But mainly it's questions like talking about their past, what was the breaking point from being average to wanting to excel, and then their learning path, essentially. So I get to speed walk through their experiences type thing. And then from there, we talk about makes them different from others? What sets them apart? What are their main tips for people wanting to get better? That sort of thing. And essentially, if you follow a professional's opinion and a professional's guideline, chances are you'll get awesome results and a little bit quicker. And there's no easy way into getting better at something. There's always hard work involved, but it's all about doing your research, right? And if you're able to research properly, again, you'll get the results quicker. So that's kind of one of the ideas, is just showing people the map, if you will. And then you can take that map and put it to any field, is the idea. So, like, I'm trying music, authors, trying entrepreneurs, trying it with fitness enthusiasts. And essentially, I take their best tips of the trade and put them to use. And I do that in a live platform. So in 2019, what I'd like to do more of is some video content as well as my podcasts. I want to start doing some like book reviews and movie reviews, some episode reviews, if you will, of other podcasts, just probably shorter episodes, shorter like video content, but just to get more comfortable being on screen, get more comfortable being in a live setting, get more comfortable sharing like raw sessions, if you will. Kind of like this morning, it's super raw. It's just going to go out unedited, and it'll be as long as it can be. But yeah, so those are some goals for the podcast, is to take it to a next level, always getting better guests, always focusing on bringing value to the listeners. Obviously, I wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for you guys. And beyond that, if we can set some goals in my respective fields, I'd say for fitness and health, right now I lost a ton of weight over my 21-day fast. I lost about 39 pounds and then put on like 9 pounds or so in glycogen and water weight. And yeah, so we'll call it 30 pounds lost in 3 weeks. And so obviously I'm ways away from my goal weight, but there's a huge difference when I'm walking around, huge difference in the mirror, huge difference with my clothes. So that's exciting. But to set tangible goals, I'd like to, now that my back pain seems to have gone away, I'd like to get back in the gym, or really doing some home workout programs. With some dumbbells, some kettlebells, and a pull-up bar, and try to get active 60 minutes a day. That's my goal, at least 4 days a week. But we'll see. We'll start slow. We'll start with 1 hour a week, 2 hours a week, and then from there, long-term fitness goals is I want to do a sprint distance triathlon. So that's a 1.5 kilometer swim, a half marathon, so 21 kilometer run, and I think a 40 kilometer bike ride. So I'm super far from that, but I'm setting that goal for 2020. So I don't want to do it this summer. I'll do it next summer, but I'll train all summer in all three of those fields. And I would also like to redo a Spartan race in 2020. And again, I did a sprint Spartan race. I've done two of them, and I'd like to do a super. So it's twice as long and I think twice as many obstacles. But yeah, essentially when I did the sprints, Spartan races, I wasn't in particularly great shape. I was in decent shape because we had been training for it. But the goal is to, in 2020, be in fantastic shape. So follow me on Instagram, follow me on my Facebook, follow the podcast, and you'll see week to week, or month to month, rather, updates on where I'm at with those goals. Let's say in music, I'd like to put out an EP this year, so I haven't decided on the length. I'm just going to let that happen organically. My lucky number is 9, but a 9-song EP is fucking long, so we'll see what happens. I'll settle for like 3, 4, 5 songs, whatever, it's all good because it's a dream of mine to self-produce. And like I put out one song in the last 7 years. So even if I put out a 3-song EP, it's more prolific than I've been in the last decade. So why not? And yeah, shorter term, I'd like to write my first book. And so the goal for that book is kind of highlight everything I've learned in my first 23 episodes. And since I'm only starting the book now, it'll probably go till the next, like, at least 10 to 16 weeks or whatever, how long it takes. So I'll have another 10 to 16 episodes under my belt. So I'll probably author the book till like the 40th episode or so. But yeah, everything I've learned in those episodes in the process, we'll highlight those. And yeah, essentially that'll be the goal for penmanship. And essentially just show you guys through raw content and through the book, through the podcasts, what kind of leveling up is possible if you put your mind to something. I proved that with the 21-day fast, I feel. Before completing that, I was sure I had no discipline. But I need a new excuse now, because obviously not eating for 3 weeks takes a certain amount of discipline. Yeah, so I learned that if I put my mind to something and I have the right people supporting it, and for accountability, I put that shit online, I can complete anything. So I'm setting these goals for the future, and I won't let you down. I won't let myself down. That's the idea here, right? I had some questions lined up. I wanted to do a Q&A session for this solo episode, kind of able to lengthen it a bit. So Brandon Hull from a Facebook group asked me, you're 20 episodes in, what have you learned in that time that you wished you knew going into episode one? So unfortunately, I'm a quick learner sometimes, but sometimes I'm not. So what took me about 20 some odd episodes to learn is you always need a backlog. And thus far, I've been recording an episode and putting it out the same week. Sometimes I've been lucky enough-ish to have episodes that are like way longer than an hour. So I'll split those episodes up into a couple parts, and it gives me kind of a backlog for the following week. But unfortunately, like I said, I'm a quick learner, but a slow learner sometimes. So what I would do is when I have multiple parts, I would just take that week off of recording, which is not the best idea, because then you get rid of your backlog and you're back to recording weekly. So for 2019, I've already been able to book about 8 guests coming on. Unfortunately for this week, I had a guest lined up for Thursday and a guest lined up for coming Monday. So still close in time, but still would technically be 1 week apart. But I have a third guest recording next Thursday. But yeah, unfortunately, the guest for this Thursday and I, we had to reschedule, but it allowed me to do some thinking and get my first solo episode out. So it's a blessing in disguise, if you will. But so what I wish I knew going into episode one was, get a backlog. It gives you the freedom to have shit happen, you know? And his second question is, what was harder or has taken more time to do or learn than you thought it would? So for that one, I would say it's like editing a podcast has been the same as I thought, because going into episode 1, 2, 3, and 4, I dropped those all at once. I learned that you're going to have to re-listen to the entire episode to edit it. So it's at least taking the same amount of time, but then you got to piece it together properly with the edits and all that. So it's in general, at least 1.5 to 2 times longer than the actual episode to record. But like I said, I had anticipated that. What I didn't anticipate was kind of the upload times and the like social media part of it, how long it's going to take to get your post right, how many posts you should be doing. And that's something that I'm still progressing there. But the goal is to add audiograms, to add some live video, to add like video content period. So those are things that I wish I kind of would have learned going in, but the whole point of the podcast is to show progression. And I think it's neat that as the show gets older and as I evolve, the content's getting better and there's just more of it. So I think it was to be expected, but I'm enjoying the learning process as well. So thank you, Brandon. And my boy Phil Better from the Phil Better Show, he runs a great podcast that's about movies and some shows, Netflix shows, and so he has his co-host Al, and they discuss weekly, like I said, movies and general topics that go around actors and directors, producers, and all that stuff. He actually also just launched a network of podcasts called Pave Media. So go check them out, if you will. He asks, what was the hardest part of the 21-day fast? So, Phil, the hardest part of the 21-day fast was convincing people I wasn't going to die. And yeah, so obviously I didn't die. and I came out, I think, much healthier because my digestive system is working like a new one, essentially. My immune system seems off the charts because there's people at work that are sick, obviously, and like on antibiotics, and they're fucking coughing and spewing their shit everywhere. And although I did come down with a raspy throat, it didn't get worse than that, right? So I think that talks for itself. And yeah, obviously the weight loss was a plus. Gut health being renewed is a plus. But yeah, so the hardest part was just convincing people that it was not going to kill me. He also asks, what are some goals that I have for the podcast? So obviously I've talked on that a bit already, but the goals are just to continue, get weekly, great content weekly, and hopefully add some mini episodes midweek and some audiograms and more video content. Those are the tangible goals that I'm going to set for myself. And right now I'm at 670 listens or so after 4 months. So my goal is by 6 months for sure be over 1,000. And what I'd like to do is by a year, so in 8 months, still a ways away, I'd like to be somewhere around 2,500 listens or so. I'm tracking for that kind of progression, so it should be easy, but just to set numbers out there. His next question is an awesome one. Who are your inspirations other than Phil Better? So that's a tough one because Phil Better is actually an inspiration, although he's being facetious. He had a podcast for almost a year before I put mine out. And yeah, I saw him doing it weekly. I saw the grind. I saw him putting in the hard work. And I said, you know what? It's truly inspiring to see someone actually decide to do something and do it. So, but besides Phil Better, obviously anyone out there that's in human progression, human optimization is definitely an inspiration. And when I think of that, I think of like Tim Ferriss. I think of obviously Joe Rogan, who always has great guests and brings great content. I think of Aubrey Marcus. I think of you know, people that are truly trying to progress as individuals and share that knowledge, right? So those are a few inspirations. And his last question is, why are you such a sexy man? Well, I mean, I guess I got to thank my parents for that. I guess beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So if you think I'm sexy, thank you. If you don't, it's all good. I feel sexy. So those were the questions that I received. If you have any more questions, please reach out on all social media at The Scarfo Show. You can email me at thescarfoshow@hotmail.com. I have a linked tree. If you search up Linktree, The Scarfo Show, you'll get all of my URLs to all of the podcast content. There's a Calendly button where you can book a call with me. And yeah, essentially, I'm not going to go for much longer, but enjoy the Super Bowl today if you're watching. I think it should be a good one. I'm always voting for the other guys, so I'm with the Rams tonight, but hopefully Tom Brady can bring home another one. I'm all good. I'm not a big football buff, so whoever wins, it's going to be good chicken wings basically for me. But yeah, so thank you for listening. If you are new to this, like, subscribe, comment, rate, do all that shit. You know what it is. If you're a returning listener, thank you very much. And yeah, please reach out. I'd like to know if you guys have any questions, if you guys have any guest ideas you want people on, if you have any experiments you'd like me to try, any DIY projects you'd like to see happen, let me know. I'm open. I'd like to, like I said, put out more content, so I'm looking for ideas. But look for great recipes coming up. Look for some workout videos. Look for some book reviews, movie reviews, podcast reviews. Yeah, I'm just going to try to be as prolific as possible here for writing purposes, for creativity purposes. Just going to try to keep the fire hot, if you will. So much love, everybody. I want to thank you for taking time out of your day if you listen to this. It's probably not my best episode because, as I've learned, doing a solo show is a lot harder than I thought. But hope it was still entertaining. And yeah, have a great week. We'll see you next week, as always. Much love. Be good. Peace, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scarfo Show.